Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. As you know, we have been covering the terrible murder of Detective Jonathan Diller, and we've been covering it in a lot of different ways because we don't want it to ever happen again. It will happen again, but we are going to do everything we can to put pressure on politicians to stop the madness and enforce the law. WABC is doing it. I'm doing it. I wish more of the media would do it, but we believe that this state and city has to be saved. Now, perhaps the biggest villain in the state is a man named Carl Hastie. You know who he is? He is the Speaker of the Assembly in Albany. Caused the shots. Remember Sheldon Silver went to prison for corruption. He was the most powerful man in the state for a while. This is who Hastie, he's not Sheldon Silver, but that's the position that he has. The reason that he is so powerful, he's 56 years old, New Yorker, went to Baruch College, represents the Bronx, Northeast Bronx, extremely radical leftist. I mean, you couldn't get more leftist than Carl Hastie. But his Bronx voters don't care because a lot of them hate white people, and Hastie is a man of color, and they want the system to be blown up, and Hastie is trying to blow it up. And that's the truth. But why he's so powerful is because if you go against Hastie in Albany, he can ruin you. All right, he can primary you, he can cut off your money to run for a re-election, he can do a lot of things. He can make your life really miserable. People fear him. Hochul, the governor of the state, fears Carl Hastie. Now, I'm going to read you a quote, and I took this from the New York Post, March 26th. Here is Carl Hastie, the most powerful politician in New York State. Here's his view on crime. Quote, I just don't believe raising penalties is ever a deterrent on crime. I don't want to make it sound like we're not concerned about stemming what's happened to retail workers. We care very deeply about that. We just have other ideas of how you get there. If you just keep dealing with penalties, what happens after people get arrested? You're still only worrying about what happens after something has already happened, unquote. That's just stupid. It makes no sense. And my evaluation of Carl Hastie's intellect just collapsed. To put out a statement like that is something you would hear in a seventh grade class from not a bright student. So let me wise you up, Carl. If you punish crime, those who commit criminal acts, you take them off the street so they can't hurt other people, at least for a while. That's number one. You're not doing that. No bail means they're right back out on the street. And most of them are drug addicts who need to hurt other people to get money for their narcotics. You know that. Everybody knows that. So number one, you isolate consistent criminals. You take them out of society for whatever indiscretion they are convicted of. So if they're a murderer, you never see them again. If they're a shoplifter, you maybe give them 2 first offense, 5 second offense years. All right. Number two, you're only worrying about what happens after something has already happened. So we're supposed to forget about the lady who's 70 years old walking to the market, who gets knocked down by a thug and her purse stolen. We're not supposed to worry about that because that's already happened. Right, Carl? So what preventative action do you want to take so the lady doesn't get beat up? You don't know. We have other ideas of how to do it. What other ideas? Violent crime in the city and the subways is insane now. So what's your other idea, pal? You don't have any. As long as people like Carl Hastie are voted in, we New Yorkers are not safe. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.